The Gemara Brachos and Daf Yudbeis highlights that just as the name of Avram Avinu was changed from Avram to Avraham, a similar change occurred when it comes to Yaakov Avinu as well. But the Gemara marks the stunning contrast that Kol HaKorei Avram Avram Ovra Be'esei, one is no longer allowed to reference Avram Avinu with their earlier name, not true when it comes to Yaakov Avinu. Both names remain, both are considered to bear that sense of integrity. In terms of why indeed that should be true, why is it that it was a fundamental change regarding Avram Avinu, but regarding Yaakov there are two different names. Chizkuni writes as an example that Yaakov was accused by Esav HaRasha, that the name of Yaakov was Vayakveni Zeh Pamayim. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would said, no longer use that name, only the name of Yisrael, Chizkuni writes that that would seem to somehow give credence, legitimacy to the Tain of Esav, and therefore the Torah underscores that the name of Yaakov is preserved because that which Yaakov received was rightfully his. The Gaon comments that when you look in the Pasuk, indeed there is a difference. Regarding Yaakov, you know, the Pasuk says, Yihyeh Shemecha. Yihyeh is a reference to the Asid, that the current name will remain, but Yihyeh, as opposed to Avram Avinu Vehaya, means there was an immediate change. And therefore, the Gaon writes regarding Avram Avinu, the change was absolute. However, regarding Yaakov, you know, reference to the future. The Barbanel writes very simply that maybe the difference is as follows, that when it comes to Avram Avinu, the name was changed, it was altered. If a name is altered, it makes sense to assume that the previous name is no longer to be referenced, but rather the changed name. When it comes to Yaakov Avinu, it wasn't a matter of a change of a name, that the name was altered, but rather an additional name. In addition to Yaakov, the Shem Yisroel. And therefore, Barbanel writes that reasonably would result in the fact that both names, and therefore, of course, the Torah mentions that both names of Yaakov Avinu indeed are used. What exactly is the meaning of the two Shemos of Yaakov Avinu? Why is it that both are considered to be everlasting? Both are enduring. Perhaps one possibility is the following, that they represent two different middos, two different tchunos of Yaakov, you know. You know, the Medrash Rabbah writes in the beginning of Sefer Bemidbar that the Torah Hashem was given Bemidbar Ba'eshu Hamayim. I've mentioned in an earlier Sifa that there's a marked difference between Esh as opposed to that of Mayim. The Midah of Mayim, the Gemara writes, Tainis Dav Zayin, always represents a sense of a Midah Sa'anava, that of humility. The Gemara tells us clearly that water always seeks the lowest land. In the Ole Haviyadam Kabo Vakayam, a person always should act deferentially, act with a great sense of humility. And there is also the Midah Sa'esh, which is something which is ascending. It means that a person asserts himself. Sometimes it's necessary to be Ola Kishalheves, not necessarily to take a step back, similar to the Midah Samayim. And one of the difficulties in life is that balance. When do you embrace the Midah Sa'esh? When is it that you mimic the Midah Samayim? When does a person argue that Anochi Yafa Ve'efer, that literally I'm nothing? And when do you cite the Mishnah, that Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam? I remember once hearing from Avashar Weiss that in Chumash Bamidbar you find a stunning contrast. When it comes to Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, where we're promised, Lezarecha nasati asaretz azos, Yerushalmi writes in Perek Beis of Meseches Chal, Lezarecha etein ein ksivkan, Lezarecha nasati kvar nasati. It's already yours. Eretz Yisrael muhzekesi, babasra kuf yutes. And yet, when it came to v'yashavta asaretz, or rashtim asaretz v'yashavtem ba, what was the response of Knesset Yisrael? V'yinu beinenu kechagavim. That was a tragic chait of the Meraglim. They saw themselves as unable, that Eretz Yisrael is inaccessible. You jump forward to Parshas Korach, all of a sudden, challenging Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen, Kol ha'eda kulam kadoshim uvesocham Hashem. When it came to implementing the Dvar Hashem, they saw themselves as Chagovim. When it came to challenging the integrity of Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen, all of a sudden, Kolei Dekulam Kedoshim of Socham Hashem. When it came to challenging the Midah of Esh, when it came to implementing the Midah of Mayim, that was the tragic hate. The answer should have been quite the opposite. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Eretz Yisrael is yours, that's the time to be assertive. That's when you argue, Kolei Dekulam Kedoshim of Socham Hashem. In the presence of Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen, the opposite. That's when you should respond, that we are nothing in their presence. A person always has to know how to be able to balance that Midah Se'esh and that Midah Samayim. Yaakov, no doubt, possessed both Tchunos HaNefesh. When we think about the name Yisrael, that Kisarisa, that I would suggest embodies the Midah of Esh, that sometimes a person has to fight for. Sometimes a person has to be combative. A person has to be assertive. But the name of Yaakov, described as being the Ishtam, Yoshev Oholim, means at times a person is Kabo Bakayim. You take a step back, reminiscent of the Midah Samayim. Both indeed are absolutely essential. It's the combination of when to be more deferential, when to be more assertive. And maybe the lesson of those chataim in Sefer HaMidbar, when it comes to defending the integrity, preserving the Kedushas HaTorah, a person has to be absolutely assertive. That's not a time to take a step back. When it comes to any sense of a personal preference, then of course, then lo yavodam kabel v'kayim. It's fascinating when you look in the Gemara, and you look in the Medrash Rabba, they both emphasize that Yaakov Avinu had two different shemos, that of Yaakov and Yisrael, but which was Iker and which was Tafel. It's Mefurish in Gemara, Sugin Daf Yud Beis and Maseches Brachos, that the Shem Yisrael is Iker and the Shem Yaakov is Tafel. When you look in the Medrash Rabbah, Ein Ches Gimel, there the Medrash quotes Rabbi Zechariah b'Shem Rabbi Chiya that suggested that the opposite really is true, that the Iker Shem was Yaakov, he knew as the Ishtam Yoshev Oholim. And at times, Kisarisa, a person has to be more expressive and more assertive, and a person has to be willing to battle. It's a fascinating machlokas in Medrash that in terms of Iker and Tafel, what really personified the characteristic of Yaakov, you know? But both midos clearly have to be appropriately balanced. The Torah says Hashem given ba'esh and given ba'mayim. You have to know when to be a shalhevis, which is olam e'aleha. You have to know when to always have ikabel v'kayim, always holeich l'machom namuch, because that combination is considered to be that which is critical. To know when to argue bishvili nivra olam, but also to recognize anochi ofer v'efer. And perhaps the takeaway of the chet tamaraglim and the chet of das korach is in the presence of gedolim, manhigim, yirabeim, and so on, l'olam havi adam kabel v'kayim. When you're defending the integrity of the Torah Hashem, that's when a person should indeed be assertive. And perhaps that's why that this was not to change a name, but an additional name. Because after all, throughout the life of Yaakov, you know, it was necessary to embrace both Tchunos and Efesh, to be able to fight for and to maintain the integrity of the Kedusha and Tara of the Shiftei Kah, but to recognize that at times a person has to be humble, deferential. And if you'd ask, what exactly is the Iker Midah? What is Tafel? Right, the 2 days in Medrash and that Gemara in Brachos. There's food for thought. When in life is it that a person is more outspoken? You have to make sure, obviously, that's L'Shem Shamayim. And when a person simply mimics the Midah of Mayim, of La Olei HaVeodom, Kabel V'Kayim.